Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He came in on his white horse.
I thought it was just a bug.
And he went to Disneyland with his kid during the day, I guess, to celebrate his birthday. And he got his nice private jet.
I have never heard the song Rhinestone Cowboy before this moment.
And he strolled in there.
True story.
And he played his butt off.
Left one throw on the field, I thought, which was the Claypool one that turns into 0 points.
Yep.
Has to be let out there.
Yep.
Maybe was there a throw you remember that blatantly should have been picked off? Because that had been one of the little caveats to his run of turnover
free play. Derwin James had 1 foot in on that play where he threw it kind of behind Freiermuth.
Yeah, he threw kind of the prayer ball down the sideline.
Do you know this
out.
Is the first time in his entire career? This is an insane stat.
Five straight games.
Five straight without a pick, dude.
Nine touchdowns, no picks, 104 rating. I mean, the numbers are the numbers. I do
Whoa.
Think. Yeah, I know. I do think, like, you have to put in the caveat that he is still limited. They are just, he and they are working very well within those limitations. But if I was going to be grading him on a curve anyway this year, I have to give him a good grade these last five games. A very good one.
You think he proved again last night that Ben Roethlisberger is a read and react feel quarterback?
Yeah, I think they'll run every single person. You know, it was a bad joke when everybody made it. They said, yeah, I bet you he's going to petition the Steelers to just stay at home and not practice all year.
But we saw it coming because of what he's done in the past, what he did against Cincinnati last year. In the COVID games where he hasn't been allowed to practice, he's got 7 touchdowns and no interceptions, and the Steelers average 37 points per game.
I still have to throw in the caveat from last night, though. They scored 23 on quote-unquote normal drives. They had 2 drives that totaled 18 yards for touchdowns. Like, that has to be brought up here. They had 300 yards of offense in that game. That's it. Like, I can't. It's very good for them. It is probably the best thing they have going that he looks like he's going to continue to play solid football.
But he played, think about this, and this is why there is still a massive gulf and divide between Ben at 39 years old and mediocre Mason Rudolph. They had no run game whatsoever, 0, zilch, against the worst run defense in the NFL. Their offensive line stinks and is getting no push.
Well, there's a huge difference from last year.
And he still had a big game.
There's a huge difference from last year, and it was one that I was not willing to use as a valid excuse for him last year, and I still don't think it should have been, but it obviously changed some of his stats. The drops aren't really showing up as much, especially from the guy who had most of them last year, Deontay Johnson. He doesn't have a single drop that he's been credited with. They show that tennis ball thing. The next play, he goes out and makes a great touchdown catch.
He did have a fumble the week before, but...
Yeah, but that's after he's caught the pass. I think that they're catching more passes. I also think he loves Freiermuth. That was... By two things. Freiermuth, apparently, because he called himself Pat Freiermuth in the... player intros.
But Collinsworth called him Freiermuth, and so did Michaels the entire game.
Do you go by what the guy himself says or no? Or
Al is he Michaels just does it, and he's one of the greatest broadcasters of all time.
Al Michaels has never eaten a vegetable.
Okay. More power to him.
So I question his judgment. It was that, the pronunciation thing, but also Ben making it a point to say the one guy I was in contact with the most this whole week that I couldn't practice was Pat. I mean... Was that not predictable?
It was. I think that it emboldens Ben. It gives him more leverage. It gives him more power to pretty much say to Matt Canada and Mike Tomlin, let me do what I want. And I think that has a law of diminishing returns. I think the Steelers, as we saw last year with the way the second half of the season went, can only go so far with that. But he proved yet again, don't overload me with stuff. Don't, like, put me in a box and say, this is what we're going to do. Let me kind of make it up on the fly. You know, and the problem with that, though, is you've got a young offense and you've got 10 guys that when you're ad-libbing, when you've got this jazz kind of Ben Roethlisberger is going to just free flow and do his thing, when you've got Antonio Brown and dudes like that around, they can keep up in the band. But when you've got Kendrick Green in, as your center and...
It's an illegal man downfield penalty or something else waiting to happen almost
every
time.
But I don't think there's any doubt. This is where Roethlisberger is at his best. And I just, like, you can't recreate it week to week. That's the problem. You can't tell him now for the Bengals game, hey, stay home again and don't practice, right? I mean, I don't... Does anybody really think they should do that? Craig, is that... No. You have harebrained ideas. You're now a boss. Would you tell Ben... Be a substitute teacher for your kid, and we'll see you in Cincinnati
like
for ribs at the Montgomery Inn on Saturday?
The Roger Clemens rule?
Well, as a coach of talent now, I recognize you have to coach people differently. Not everybody's the same. Some people perform better in this way. Others perform better in that. The results to me show me Ben, no practice last year, now this year. I'd at least give it a shot again.
The best argument he has for being allowed to do what he wants is that Canada's play calls suck. It's not like an affirmative argument on his behalf, like something he's doing. It's look at what the guy you're actually paying to scheme up the offense is coming up
with. The compromise for me is we saw Ben even at the start of the game. He's under center. He did some play action plays. I don't think that Ben has a total aversion to giving the ball to Najee.
Okay.
If you could say, Ben, pretty much do what you want, but that doesn't mean throw the ball 45 times.
I mean, I thought he proved earlier this year that he understood that that wasn't necessarily the best path to victory. Their first couple drives are not bad, you know? Like, when they were doing sort of the scripted stuff, a 42-yard drive for a field goal, a 68-yard drive on downs, and a 64-yard touchdown drive. That's pretty good results. I think you can find bowls of portage that work for both sides here. And that's going to be the only way that they keep putting up points, because if it's, hey, let's go back to what Coach Matt thinks
might work. I'll tell you
what,
one of the things
against Rutgers in a Big Ten game.
I stayed up and watched the post game. Tomlin, very short with his answers, very clipped answers. He's the defensive guy. You know, he standard is the standard next man up guy, so that was a poor reflection on him. Whereas, listen to Roethlisberger here. This is after a loss, mind you. Hold on here. Here it is.
What a crazy game. We had three series in the first half, 3-3. No punts. We kept the punter on the sideline, which is always good for an offense. And then we block a punt, we score, defense gets a turnover. We'd like to finish the game off. You know, we'd like to stay on the field, score a touchdown. That's disappointing because offensively we'd like to use the clock and finish that game
off. But there's no, like, you don't hear disappointment or frustration at all in him. It's basically like, hey, I did my job for the most part.
I remember the only time I played a really good game and scored a decent number of points in high school basketball, we lost the game by like 10, and parents are coming up, hey, nice game. And my coach saw me like enjoying a little bit too much that people were slapping me on the back. He's like, hey, we lost the game by 10.
I mean, Ben took time out of his press conference to wish his son a happy birthday.
Do you know what, you know what that tone of voice suggests to me? He played a game that he thought was good enough and showed his worth over the offensive coordinator enough. He's seeing dollar signs in 2022 and beyond.
4-1. Oh, boy.
Oh, you were ready to gloss over it. You don't think that that might be informing his chipper little attitude there? You don't think he might be saying, wait a minute, the guy that they think is the successor to me couldn't even beat the Detroit Lions, looked atrocious. I just threw three touchdowns and almost beat the next big thing in the league on the road, where the crowd actually sounded sort of loud, like they wanted the Chargers to win at times. Maybe they are going to pay me, actually, after this year. That's what I heard there. I heard a man who thinks that the gravy train might not be done yet.
Well, he's on an unprecedented run right now of playing turnover-free football.
What if he throws, let's say there's three more games in a row. They go 1-2 because the defense gets lit up or something, but he doesn't turn the ball over, and he's throwing one or two touchdowns. His agent, Ryan Tolner, is going to say to Kevin Colbert, you know, hey, Kevin, my guy went 8 games without turning the ball over, and he threw 14 touchdowns.
You know what my reaction would be to that if it actually went down that way? I would say, I want to make one thing clear to you. You were not the problem this year, but you're also not the solution. we need a great quarterback to elevate our team and give us a chance to win a Super Bowl.
I would agree.
You're
with
not that.
That
anymore.
I would agree with that, but the problem I'm seeing is like there are way too many people. It's making me uneasy. Way too many people in the old social media peanut gallery who are like, their big takeaway from this game is the old Cowboys really still got it. Do you really want to lock yourself into another year of having to play offense a very specific way?
I don't think Tomlin does.
I hope he doesn't.
But I think the GM and the owner might say, well, we don't like the alternatives. We don't want to bring in
trade
a free agent
trade Russell Wilson
for a quarterback. And we know that Tomlin doesn't want a 22-year-old, so this is what we'll do as a compromise. 40-year-old Ben Roethlisberger.
He doesn't want a 22-year-old, so presumably, again, if Justin Herbert became available, sorry.
Well, Justin Herbert now, because we saw him throw 30 touchdowns his rookie year, he knows he can get it done. But Justin Herbert out of Oregon?
Best case scenario for the Steelers quarterback next year to me, best case, is actually Russell Wilson because you have the longest presumable.
Although he didn't.
I know.
He just lost to Colt McCoy at home yesterday.
I know, but there's a background and a body of work there.
412-928-9370. We are opening up the phone lines because we want to get fans take a fan's perspective on this game. I think it's really open and up for debate and discussion. The takeaways from this game, the things that you're looking at in terms of positives or negatives, because they lost, but they scored 37 points. Ben didn't have a bad game, but they still lost. 412-928-9370. Here's Troy on the fan. Hello, Troy.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Hey, man.
Just a couple quick points before I touch on Ben. I think from taking out of last night, the officiating this year has been terrible, and I think some rule changes really need to be implemented in the offseason.
Like what?
I just think they need to make the defense let it be a little bit more physical, and I think that any call, if they're going to give challenges to coaches, there should be two challenges to each coaches, and anything in the game can be challenged and reviewed. If you get them both right, you get a third. If not, that's just how it is. But
so what happened last night about this game? What happened specifically that makes you feel like the officiating is a black eye for the NFL in this game?
I mean, the emphasis on everything is, you know, safety protocol. We had two helmet-to-helmet hits last night that could be changers in the game that were not called. One that may have caused a serious injury, but I think Najee may have had a concussion. He's just
Well, that was forearm-to-helmet.
Yeah, but it was okay, still.
Well, yeah, it was a miss by them. They did miss the call.
I mean,
for
the
sure.
guy was so out of it. He like shoved the trainer or the doctor like he was an opposing player. Did you see that?
Well, I brought that up on Twitter, and I didn't want to like make Harris look bad because I wasn't trying to say he looks like what's he doing.
I don't think he had his wits about him completely, Mulsey.
Which makes it very weird that he got back in the game.
I know.
Like that makes me uneasy as a guy. Like they're talking about Asante Samuel Jr. has a concussion and it's his second in a couple of weeks, and how they're concerned about it. Najee pushing away a team doctor, a trainer, and then coming back in 20 minutes later in real time is very strange, and it's a missed call. But here's the problem.
I don't want more replay as the
here's
solution.
The
I don't want more reviews.
No, I'm going to tell you something. They did this with pass interference. I thought it would be good. I was stupid. I'm glad you can't review that anymore. Here's the problem. You would be asking and opening it up for officials to review their own judgment calls.
Mm-hmm.
How often is an official going to say, boy, you know, I got to look at that judgment call play here?
Well, that's why pass interference almost never got overturned.
That's what I mean. That's why that was so stupid, because you were asking those officials to say, hey, look at your own work.
Because it was a subjective thing. It's not black and white, like out of bounds or did the ball cross the goal line or anything like that. I agree with you.
Yeah, well, it would be like asking us to evaluate the work we do. Like I might say, oh, yeah, all my shows suck.
So it's beauty in the eye of the beholder sort of deal.
Yes.
Yeah. I do think he's right, though, that those were two pretty big missed calls.
Oh, that's what frustrates me. Like sometimes I think that fans are way too quick to go, oh, the refs screwed us. But it is frustrating when your guy doesn't get that call. I was shocked, actually, that Bosa got called for unnecessary roughness on Roethlisberger. Because like if that happened to Cam Hayward on Herbert, I would be kind of annoyed because he just shoved him. But that's how wanton and how kind of like hit or miss it is from game to game.
Well, the problem is that they don't treat everybody the same. For example, if Najee Harris or Cam Sutton are a quarterback, that gets called. They're not looking for hits to the head as much with non-quarterback players in the league. The point of emphasis is about the quarterback and not the other guys on the field. And they definitely care more about the way guys celebrate in the NFL right now than anything else.
Well, that's what's important. Kids are watching. Is there a rule in college where if they see a player who's down, they like can automatically buzz have it buzz down to them to go look at the play? Like if a guy looks like he got hit in the head, like
well, yeah, that's what the targeting thing
is. So that's my point. Why can't you? Like,
well, there can be no flag on the play. They buzz down and they can throw a flag and then eject a guy from the game.
So what is there to stop them at the NFL level from somebody up top? Just said there is somebody up top who's looking at that says, hold on. The running back
but
just
again,
took a forearm shiver right to the head.
I don't want to be like
could you
that.
Have looked at that specific play, though, and said, oh, wait a minute, that's not just bad luck, wrong place, wrong time. Mm-hmm. He looked like he was trying to hit him with a flying forearm.
Yeah.
If you can adjudicate that like a normal person in about 10 seconds, then you should be able to have that be part of the
menu. I think Stephon Tuitt got thrown out of a game against Pitt.
He hit Tom Savage like that.
Yep. Here is Carol on the fan. Hello, Carol.
Hey guys.
Hi, Carol.
Carol, why didn't Cook and Joe take your call today? What's that all about?
I didn't call them today.
Oh, good. Okay. What's up?
But I did listen to them.
Did they have any good points?
That's one of the things I want to bring up. Cookie, I'm going back to your Melvin Ingram discussion, and you know, Cookie said that you know, Tomlin's known as a player's coach, but he wasn't able to, you know, convince him to stay. And I say he's not a player's coach. He's a coach that gets played. These guys know exactly what to do if they don't like what's going on to get off that team.
Well,
and here we are. We had to put a bunch of guys out there last night instead of having someone with some experience that might have made a difference. Defense lost that game last night.
Now, did Pompeiani or Joe bring up the point that you just did with us?
No.
Well, that's... I agree with you.
Hey, Carol, this is why we open up the floodgates, because we know, or at least we hope, that you're going to come in with not only a great point, but Craig, he's not a player's coach. He's a coach that gets played.
Carol, that's a very good point. That would be like if Chris with his kid, if he cried and he threw a temper tantrum and then Chris just gave him candy or whatever the hell he wanted. That's what Tomlin's done with James Harrison and LeGarrette Blount and now Melvin Ingram.
They all do it. As soon as they decide things aren't going the way they want, and, you know, everybody's supposed, they all want to play for him. Well, Bell didn't want to play for him. Antonio Brown didn't want to play for him. They just don't want to get away from him. I think he's a buffoon.
Thank you, Carol.
I don't think he's a buffoon, but I do think the point of guys want to get out of here and they find it very easy to engineer their way out of town is fair. How could it not be?
If I were an agent and I had a guy that signed a one-year deal with the Steelers, I would say this to them. Hey, go there.
Test the water.
How you like it. And if you get fed up after a few games, just threaten not to play in practice and you'll get on another team. And it'll probably be a team that's close to winning a Super Bowl. So it'll be a win-win for all of us. Seriously.
I think the player's coach part might be true to some degree. He motivates guys. The guys who like him really like him. But the other part where you could see his reputation spreading as a player's coach is guys go, you can get out of there too. If you don't like it, you can pout, and he won't, because you're a veteran, he won't hold it against you, but he will try to help facilitate a move out of town if you make it ugly enough.
See,
He's a coach who gets played.
Belichick will try to foist you on, like, oh, you don't want to play here? I'll trade you to the Lions.
Hey, the Jaguars are looking for somebody.
Like, that's what he did with Jamie Collins and
the Browns.
He was ready to do that with Gronkowski, trade him to the Lions. But remember, Brady intervened and went to Kraft and was like, if he does this, I'm done here.
God, it's good to have Tom Brady as a friend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Carol and Clinton just smoke.
See, that's why on a day like this, when the Steelers lose... But there were some good things that came out of the game. They were an underdog. They almost stormed back and won. You talk to fans because you want to get a feel for what their take or what their opinion is on the game. And then you get somebody like Carol comes through, and as a host, you say, thank you. That's why we're here. That's why we do this. That's why we serve a purpose. That's why we're on the air. To open things up for a woman like Carol to speak her mind.
Safety's off when Carol calls in. Was she calling from a casino or like a hospital? There was either the Mulsey computer going in the background or there was a slot machine.
That is the woman of Craig's dreams. If she was like sitting at
the penny slots at the Rivers, just hammering away.
She's pulling the... And another thing.
You imagine she's got a cig in one hand.
Gambling at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and listening to sports talk radio. I didn't even know that existed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.